September 22nd, 2017 will forever be remembered through the course of history in the state of Wyoming. It was the first ever crosstown meeting between Thunder Basin and Campbell County on the football field at Campbell Stadium. The Bolts prevailed 47-0 on that night. On this night, 1 year later, the second ever meeting will commence between the Bolts and Camels, this time at Thunder Basin Stadium. On one side, a nascent program looks to build tradition early, near its infancy. On the other side, the other program looks to rebuild an otherwise deconstructed team by taking baby steps. On this night, September 21st, 2018, the number two Bolts will look to start its 2018 season with five straight wins, while the Camels look to end a 14-game losing streak that began in the 2016 playoffs. On this night, September 21st, 2018, Thunder Basin will look to remain unbeaten and move to 5-0, while Campbell County will look to get a monumental, improbable upset in order to shock the world. On this night, September 21st, 2018, it's the Camels versus the Bolts, Part 2. And it's next. Hamilton will flip it near side flats. Tyson Edwards tries to get the edge. Stiffs arm of man 30. Down the right side, 25, 20, 15, 10. Still going. He's shoved out of bounds hard by Hunter Kramer inside the 2 yard line. That is a gain of 30 yards. Hamilton claps his hands, gets the snap. Here's an edge blitz. Pakula gets it. Hit at the knees and taken down by Morgan Merchant. No gain on the play. Merchant, the 5'8, 175 pound senior. Stopping the Bolts there. Bolts have it on the near hash. Three receivers near side, one receiver far side. Hamilton claps his hands, gets a snap, short drop, fires on a slant around the end zone, caught in the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Thunder Basin. Mason Hamilton throws his 13th touchdown pass of this season. Caleb Driscoll with his second receiving score of the year, and the Bolts take the 6-0 lead. Medina extends his hands, gets the snap, gives off Martinson. Big hole up the middle along the hashes across the 25, and he's ridden down at the 31-yard line. A gain of 13 yards for Cameron Martinson. The Camels have had few big plays offensively this year, but most of them have to do with Cameron Martinson. He is quietly putting together a nice season, a 5'8", 185-pound junior. Hamilton gets the snap. Three-step drop, looking over the middle. Now looks right. Now he's going to lob one. A rainbow pass for the end zone. Blaine Allen caught. Touchdown, Bolts. Touchdown. A beautiful rainbow touch pass by Mason Hamilton. He gets his 14th touchdown pass of the year, his second of this game. And Thunder Basin has seized control early. They lead 13-0 with 9:22 to play in quarter number one. A cobalt sky here in Gillette, Wyoming. It is a packed house, nearly standing room only here in Gillette. People out in droves to witness the second ever meeting between the Bolts and the Camels here on the gridiron. Garner Gochi to kick it off. He'll kick it from left to right. Nava and Martinson back to receive for the Camels. Second down and goal from the 17 of the Camels. Hamilton claps his hands, turns and gives to Edwards off right tackle, finds the seam, cuts along the hashes, five, cuts left, and he spun into the end zone. Touchdown, Thunder Basin. Tyson Edwards, his sixth rushing touchdown in 2018, and Thunder Basin off to a tremendous start. They lead 20-0 with 5:59 to play in the first quarter. Well, you wonder tonight if Thunder Basin would come out flat because they have that big matchup against number one Natrona next week. More than likely, there'll be two undefeated teams going at it. But they have not come out flat at all. Second down at 7 for Campbell County from its own 22. 4 receivers, 1 back. Medina gets a snap. Short drop. Fires on a slant route. Caught by Vasquez. 30. Along the hash is 35. And he's brought down at the 36. A positive play there. Desmond Medina. A missile. Right to Giovanni Vasquez. And that is the first down of this game for Campbell County. Campbell show blitz on the near side. Zone read, run pass option. Slant route caught by Tanner Richards along the hatches. 20, 25, 30. Switches arms with the football. Down the right side by 5. Dives for the pylon. And he got it. Touchdown, Thunder Basin. A tremendous effort by Tanner Richards. Richards, the 5'10", 155-pound junior, gets his 18th reception of the year. In his second receiving score of the season, and the Bolts have built a huge lead. It's 27-0 Thunder Basin, 3:59 to play, first quarter.
And the Bolts lead 28-0 as they will set up on the Camels' 45-yard line. Mason Hamilton has already thrown for 3 touchdown passes, and Tyson Edwards has ran for 1. So second and 3 on the 45, Hamilton claps his hands. Takes a 3-step drop, looks downfield, has a man downfield. That's Blaine Allen, caught at the 10-yard line, and he walks in for a Thunder Basin touchdown, which makes it 34-0 with 11:52 left to play here in the second quarter.
Thunder Basin dominant tonight over Campbell County, 63-0. Campbell County's losing streak now up to 15 games. It's the longest in school history. Now, Campbell County has had 2 seasons before where they went winless, back-to-back. It was in 1971, 1972. Remember, they went 0-9 a year ago. And if you look at their schedule, seemingly their only chance to get a win, more than likely, will be against Cheyenne South next week at home against Rock Springs. You never know what could happen. But seemingly, Campbell County will get a chance to get a win against Cheyenne South in Cheyenne later this year. They have not won a football game since October 28th of 2016. On the other side, the Thunder Basin Bolts keep rolling. They are now 5-0.